All right, Andrew Short, Red Bull KTM. Good ride tonight, huh?
Yeah, thanks. It feels awesome for me. I never thought I'd be so excited for a fifth. And, you know, for the team, three 350s in the top 10 is really good. And best finish for KTM, fifth place ever. So just pumped because all day was good from practice. And I was, you know, it's like the last 2 weekends we've taken big steps, me and the team and everybody, so it's cool just to see the progress.
I gotta say, I've been a naysayer on that bike. I've written about it. It's looked good tonight. It shot out of the corners. It looked, I don't know what changes you made. Bike looks much better.
Yeah, I think I'm adapting as a rider, okay. And the team's been working, you know, to get some more of that squirt out. And obviously nobody has ridden that bike in Supercross before, and when it got to the first race, we knew we had a lot of horsepower, but it took a long time to get there, and they're moving it down low and trying to get some of that surge that a 450 has, with keeping the easy rideability of the 350 without as much like torque and, you know, inertia going on. So I think last weekend it worked really good on a fast track. It was slick, and tonight it was slick and tight, and it still worked good. So it was positive to know that that bike's competitive, and I wasn't that far behind Villopoto. You had a bad start, and so, you know, it's in sight, but I still have a big, like, long way to go to get there. That's the next goal, podium.
Smart move, inside gate pick. Worked well in the heat. You snuck in, and in main, the same thing. Good move.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little insurance policy. Yeah. And if I could have beat Kennard, I would have had an even better start, but he beat me. That was the only race I was kind of worried about to the first turn, and I lost that one, and then there was carnage, like bowling pins, everyone going together in that first turn. It worked to my advantage, so it was awesome, and worked awesome in the heat, too. So it was cool. You know, my best heat race, too, so I was pumped.
And Ken Rocks did pretty good.
Yeah, it was either gonna be really good or really bad, and I love the kid. I always hang out with him, and I knew he could be good. But you know, it's like when he goes inside, and you're like, he's not gonna jump the triple, but like any normal person doesn't. Yeah. But Ken Rocks just goes for it. So those are the moments that you can't like teach somebody, and it's just instinct. And he pulled it off tonight, so I'm pumped for him and the team. And he has a really bright future. I think he could be something special.
Should have seen his whips. Ridiculous.
He says, I do candles, and he shows the drain plug.
No, hey, good ride. And, yeah, two races in a row, really good. And you got to be moving up into points with some of the guys.
Six. Tied for six.
Oh. So you were seventh.
Yeah, but I just moved up on Medi.
Yeah, Wyndham was behind you. All right. Good job.
Thanks. Appreciate it.